You're listening to Vulcan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham. Good afternoon. Today is a great day in Birmingham. It's a little hot. We're here in the summer. But today we have a very special guest with us, Christina Sheen.
Yeah.
I got it right. How about that? She's a 17-year-old award-winning filmmaker from Birmingham, Alabama. She has a strong background in playwriting. Her work has gone on to district and state, is it Trumbauer in Alabama. Additionally, she has held a summer internship position in the production department at Alabama Public Television as an editor and has taken on commissions from organizations such as Emmett O'Neill Library. A little bit about her films. She has screened in festivals all around the world, such as the All-American High School Film Festival, Omaha Film Festival, International Student Film Festival in Hollywood, Corona Fastnet Short Film Festival in Ireland. In addition to her previous experience at the University of Southern California, she is currently studying under more industry professionals at Interlochen Arts Academy of Motion Picture Arts. Well, welcome, Christina.
Hello.
It's so good to have you here today.
I'm glad to be here.
You've got so many exciting things coming up, but before we get into some of those things that I'm dying to hear about, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so basically I'm a 17-year-old filmmaker from, Birmingham, Alabama, and currently I am studying, motion picture arts in Interlochen Arts Academy. When I was getting here, someone told me I look like Freddy from Scooby-Doo. That's basically the extent of who I am.
That's awesome. How long have you been here in Birmingham?
I moved here when I was in fifth or sixth grade.
So, Birmingham's gone through revitalization in the last 5 or 10 years.
Right.
What are some things that you like to do here in Birmingham?
I love that they added these bikes.
The zip bikes.
I love those bikes. I think that they're so innovative and fun. I don't know. I mean, the last time me and my friends, we rented one of those bikes, and I guess, I'm just telling, a story now, it's what I do. I'm nervous. But so we rented one of these bikes, and we thought it'd be a great idea to try to, share one bike because we're both, broke artists. So we're trying to sit on this bike, and I don't know why I thought this would be a good idea. And it was basically a disaster, but, that's my experience. So
that's good stories. Many years ago, transportation was a big issue in Birmingham, and who would have thought of bikes?
Right.
I mean, that was such a cool idea.
I love it. It's really fun.
So since you're a filmmaker, do you have any favorite movies or particular genre of movies that you like?
That's the biggest question. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Usually the movies I like are the ones that center around themes of loneliness and depression and just human connection. So I guess some of my favorites recently have been Her by Spike Jonze. I liked recently Swiss Army Man by the Daniels. And I don't know. I guess I kind of all over the place. I also like The Graduate.
Well, awesome. So is there certain, as far as inspiration and things like that, do you get a lot of your inspiration from those type of films?
For sure. My biggest problem as a filmmaker, I don't really know if it's a problem, but I like style a lot. I like to have a lot of style in my work. So mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of people like Wes Anderson, because I think that, telling a story is being unique in saying and articulating what you want to say to the world. So having a frame or a style to tell it, it's going to make people remember it better.
Gotcha. Now, those that may not be familiar with Wes Anderson, what has he done?
He's done movies like The Grand Budapest Hotel, Moonrise Kingdom, Bottle Rocket.
Cool.
So he's one of my biggest idols in the whole world.
Excellent. So you want to meet him one day for sure, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, we hear a lot about film festivals, right? So tell us about a film festival. What are the goals? How does it work?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so basically a film festival is just imagine a bunch of movie buffs and movie nerds and a bunch of filmmakers, and they all gather around this little convention center or room, and they have just all talk about movies and like we all just go to screening rooms and it's just like a giant family where you all go to relate about this one common topic, like cinema, movies.
Mm-hmm.
And all my experiences at film festivals have really like made me just grow as like a person and as an artist, because you get the chance to meet so many people from around the world who are doing the same thing as you and who want to just like articulate similar thoughts as you. And it's a really special thing.
So you kind of share ideas and projects and
right.
maybe even do some future collaborations and things?
For sure. I mean, I actually met, like, recently one of the people I'm collaborating with at a film festival. That's, you know, it's just a great, great experience. And I think that even if you're not a filmmaker, you should definitely go to one because, you know, you get to see movies and eat all the popcorn you want and talk to all these people that look like me. I don't know why you would want to go. Never mind.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, for film festivals, I think there's one here in Birmingham, right? The Sidewalks Film Festival.
Right.
Are you involved with that at all, or do you know about it? What do they do with those?
I have not submitted to that one yet, because every single time I try to submit, I always miss the deadline by like a month or something.
Sure.
So I haven't submitted to that one yet, but I've gone to it a lot of times, and I think that it's a great thing that they bring to Birmingham, because, you know, before it, I don't think many people knew or went to independent films because they don't really show it in those like popular theaters around here.
Gotcha.
So I think it's a really special thing.
And it's basically the same type of festival that you would see anywhere in the country, right?
Yeah, it's very, very similar. The cool thing about, it's like, for example, you know, with music festivals, like you have bands that go and play at music festivals, and it's the concept of a music festival is pretty much the same. Like bands go to play and people go to listen and support. So the concept for a film festival is the same, but what makes each film festival unique is like the heart and soul of the artist that they like to choose for.
You do a lot of different things, writing, directing, producing, right?
Yeah.
Do you have one of those that is more of a favorite of yours, or do you like it?
It's funny because everyone goes to film school and everyone will say this. They'll say, I want to be a director, like when they first go to film school. And I went to film school, and I was, like, very adamant about being, like, a screenwriter. I was like, I have to be a screenwriter. Like, there's no way. I don't want to be one of those pretentious directors. What? And then I ended up doing directing, and I ended up being the best at it and falling in love with it, which is really ironic. So I went into film school thinking I was going to become a screenwriter, and then I came out wanting to be a director. So
that's cool.
I like all of it, though. I think all of it's really, really fun, and I'm so young. I'm just an open canvas to anything.
You know, one thing I'm really interested in is if you read a screenplay, screenwriting like you do, it's a lot different than reading a book.
Oh, yeah.
So people that are not in the movie industry don't really know about that. Tell us a little bit about the screenplay. How is it set up as far as the writing goes?
Yeah, for sure. My biggest thing about screenwriting is like what's different about, because I love reading books too. I love reading books. But with screenwriting, usually you tell the story with your dialogue. Like a screenplay, the way it's set up is so when you read it, you can visually imagine what's going on, but it doesn't automatically like reveal to you, you know, what's going on. It's more set up so when you read it, it's like you see the scene in your head.
Right.
So like, for example, if I was writing like a screenplay about a scene right now, I would say like Christina sits at a chair. She speaks into a microphone and then start the dialogue.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. So,
you know, that's what was really cool to me about it, because I, of course, read a lot of books before, but I saw this movie that I really enjoyed. I bought the screenplay,
right,
and I'm reading it, and it's like you can picture it in your head.
It's so cool, right?
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know, an intellectual vision.
Yeah.
Of the movie. So it's really cool to me.
I love reading screenplays. I think it's like, if you ever don't have $5 to spare to go to the movies, just go online and type in your favorite screenplay and just read through it. Because, like, it's actually really interesting to see, like, what you imagine instead of the director.
Absolutely.
I think everyone, I don't think, it, like, being a filmmaker is, like, a special thing. I think that anyone can be a filmmaker, honestly. I just think it's really about whether you have a passion for it or, you know, you want to pursue that path. But I think it's definitely okay for everybody.
So let me ask you, are you really 17?
Yes.
You are.
I'm for real 17.
I mean, all this knowledge, all these things that you're doing, it's just amazing. So where would you see yourself like in 10 years or so?
That's such like a loaded question. In 10 years, I think the biggest thing for me is I really want to be happy. you know, I want to be in a place where I'm happy with what I'm doing in my life. You know, all I've ever done is movies, and I know that that's definitely going to be a part of my happiness. So hopefully, maybe I have my first or second feature done by then.
It's good stuff. I mean, you know, movie business is very exciting. You know,
there's
whether
always
you're...
something happening, always.
So you have something really big coming out. That's what really piqued my attention, and thankful to have you in.
Thank you.
So tell us about Goldfish.
So Goldfish is my first ever funded film. We funded it on Indiegogo, and basically, it's a story about Amelie, a character who's an introvert, and she gets assigned to partner up with this guy named Ben, and he's an extrovert, and they're assigned to take care of a goldfish. And that sounds like a pretty generic, you know, whatever, normal project. But she's deathly afraid of marine creatures due to an incident that she had a while back that's, like, very scarring for her. And the bigger themes of the whole entire movie is just, like, the whole idea of, like, loneliness and human connection and finding a human connection with someone you might have never thought that you would find. So that's what it's about.
Very interesting.
Thank you.
And when does that release?
I'm thinking about releasing it publicly this fall, like this September or so. But the people who have supported my Indiegogo campaign get to see it in August.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about August, what you're working on, like, in the next week or so.
So I'm actually set to fly out in like a few days to go work on a feature film called Sigma. And I'm working assistant camera on it. So I'm pretty excited for that. Once again, I don't know why anyone would trust me with their camera, but, you know, we'll see how that goes.
That's very exciting. Very exciting.
Thank you so much.
Well, so anybody that wants to find out more about you and the things that you're doing, aside from us, like, doing the blast to announce all your movies and things like that, how can people, like, get in touch with you about projects? How can they follow you? Tell us some of those things.
You can, well, I have an Instagram. It's just Christina XING Films. And I have Facebook, which is, I can email details and stuff. But basically, if anyone wants to collaborate with me, which I'm looking for collaborators always, please just email me at almostchristina@gmail.com. And we can talk from there.
almostchristina@gmail.com. Got it. Well, thank you so much for being here. We really enjoyed having you.
Thank you so much.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud.